Hello.
Kadis?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kadis, sorry. There was something going on with, like, the transferring. But this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing?
It's all right. How you doing? I'm all right. I'm all right.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
I was calling because right now I need to discontinue. I need to discontinue my services with you guys until further notice.
Got you. Okay. Any particular reason why? What's going on?
It's just a lot of things that haven't been going on in my favor. First thing being known is that I opted into the services with you guys. Then I was supposed to receive my card through the mail. I didn't receive.
I see that in the notes.
And then somebody called me and said, "Hey, you know what? We're not going to even do it that way. We're just going to go ahead and see if we can do it over the phone verbally." We did it over the phone verbally, and then they called back a few days later and said we still need it through the mail. I really wasn't in agreement with that either. So I didn't like that either. And then now, my other businesses, I've been focusing so much on this, and my other business have went down under a little bit. So I need to be focused on a primary objective right now. I don't need to be spilling money everywhere, and I'm not seeing any in return.
No, for sure. I get what you're saying 100%. You know, and I noticed that about the PIN verification. Like, I see they created the website right, which is good. Your Facebook ads were launched. It looks like there was a good amount of traction on that. You were submitted to all the directories. The Google Business Profile, though, that PIN verification code, you should have already received it. And the thing is, that's where the majority of the calls or leads come from, is that first page of Google, you know. It's disappointing to hear you want to cancel. I understand completely, though. I want you to know, so I'm not trying to bounce you from one person to the other, but the person you were just speaking with, Gillette, her department is able to handle, like, cancelizations. I can't do it on my end. So what I'm going to have to do, Kato, is just bounce you back over there. Is that fine, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect, perfect. I'm really sorry about that. Give me one second.
So I got a question.
Yeah, shoot.
You guys own properties to all of my Facebook and my websites, right?
Yeah, so what we can do, I'll have Shalette go over with you, like, your options. All the directories we've created for you, like the Facebook page, et cetera, you keep all that. So we're not going to, like, take that from you. The website, though, there's different options in terms of keeping that.
I don't even know how to get inside of my Facebook.
Okay, I'll have them make sure that you get all the access to everything, too. The only problem, she just jumped on another call, so just give me one quick second. I'm messaging her right now.
And when is my renewal date?
Your renewal date is August 11th, so on Thursday. But we already have, you won't get charged on the 11th because I already notated it that you're doing a cancellation request. What I have to do, though, is submit over to the first available technician to call you. Shalef's on the phone, and they're all on the phone right now. So they're going to call from our 877 number. I promise you I notated everything, though, okay?
All right.
All right. So just look out for that phone call. They tell me to give 24 hours, but I just messaged Shalef on it. So hopefully you get a call within the next hour and a half. If not, look out for it tomorrow, and that will be from our 877 number, okay?
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
Okay, awesome. Awesome, Kato. Hey, again, I apologize, and I'll put in the notes, too, to make sure that they get you access for all your directories and then they'll go over the different options you have for the website. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Dan.
All right, Kata. You have a great rest of your day, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
You as well.
All right.